Guys, I made a huge mistake last week, and I come to you with my head bowed in shame and my tail between my legs. So, without any more spread out dramatic entrance of this episode, let me fill you in. It all started about 2 weeks ago when, in my video production class, we were assigned to film this video, which I had already filmed, and we were told to kind of edit it in Premiere, which is like a software to edit videos, kind of put the different clips together, and we were supposed to kind of splice it together and add music, right? And so I was like, I can do that. I mean, you just listen to me adding music to my podcast episode. I feel like, I don't know, I'm pretty good at putting in music and kind of editing things. Not great, obviously, as I'm sure that there are things that you catch on to on my podcast episodes that I'm just like, okay, whatever. But I feel like adding music to something I'm fully capable of. And so I went with all the confidence in the world to the Mac Lab at my school, and I started to work on editing my project, my video. I was like, man, I am a genius. These shots look very beautiful, and they do not, definitely do not. And I was like, sheesh, man, I'm so good. I might as well just add music while I'm here. And so I was looking around on the internet, and I made a little bit of a dramatic film about someone who is like trying out for basketball, and she gets all these like anonymous texts. Think like Gossip Girl, but set in basketball tryout land. And so I was like, man, this concept is so amazing. I'm a brilliant little child who just has a great idea. I filmed it, you know, I feel ahead of this. And so I decided to add music. I was Googling like dramatic music that is in like suspenseful, and I found one that sounded perfect for what I wanted. We haven't learned how to record with sound yet, and so I muted the original like take on the camera, and so it was just video that was kind of mute, and so that's why we were adding music. And so I was like, oh, this one's perfect, it looks great, sounds awesome, it really fits the vibe that I want to kind of go about. And so I downloaded this music, and that's when things started to go downhill. So let me just set the stage for you. So I was in my room, in the Mac Lab, right, at my little computer, and it's not even mine, it's a school computer. And so I was there with a friend, and I was starting to kind of be a little too arrogant and cocky with myself, and didn't really look at the website I was downloading the music from, because my professor was like, oh, don't worry about it, you can use whatever music you want, this isn't going anywhere past the classroom, so you can really just put in whatever music you want, don't worry about copyright. And so I was like, awesome. So I downloaded this thing, and it was free, it sounded great, and again, this is where it went poorly. My computer, which again, let me remind you, is a school laptop computer, like a little MacBook desktop thing, and it froze. My project was open on Premiere, and everything turned to Japanese symbols. And it was like flashing, I couldn't click anything, it wouldn't even let me like eject anything, and I started to freak out. And so I looked at the songs, and I was like, yeah, this is the song. And then I looked at the title of the song, which I am 100% certain that the title of the songs changed. And I only downloaded one, and three showed up. And the first song, which is the song that I like really wanted, that really fit the vibes of my whatever short film, I suppose is what we would call it, and it literally was called Virus. And so the song was called Virus, and I got a virus on my computer, and so that is just amazing and spectacular. And then I went to look at the other songs, and two other songs were there, and I was curious about them because, again, I only downloaded one, and they were called Distorted Doom and Imminent Threat. And so, it's okay, you can laugh at my pain and misery. At this point, I was like, shoot, my project that I just spent like 3 hours editing, and I just needed to add music, which is like the last part for our rough cut that's due, is gone. It's just gone into who knows where land. Some mean person hacked this computer, and they took my project, and they are going to be blessed by this wonderfully made video that they have ruined. And so I was kind of freaking out, and so I told my friend, like, hey, I think I may have gotten a virus on this computer. What do I do? I was kind of freaking out. We were both kind of just, like laughing, but, like, out of stress and, like, shock. And then when we looked at the titles of the song, we started laughing so hard we were crying. And, you know, it was just, it was the whole works. And so she's dating someone who, like, knows computers pretty well. And so we were, like, texting him, and then he called us, and we ran some virus checks. And everything turned out okay, but I was so worried about my project that I was like, crap, my project is gone. And not only was I worried about that, I was also worried about everybody else who uses that school computer, because you kind of like can store your stuff on there, and with your own unique login, you can kind of see what was dragged to the desktop, and it'll save your stuff, right? Well, yeah, I'm not the only one who uses that computer. That was like my second time in there ever. And so I was like, shoot, I ruined everybody's projects. I am the literal worst human being ever. I have not only ruined mine that I spent 3 hours on, but probably so many other people's who've spent just like countless hours on. And so I was a little bit, unnerved, I guess, to put it nicely. And so I quickly ran to a different computer, plugged in my little SD thingy bobber, I don't even know what it is, and my project, somehow I got it back. Some miracle, I got it back. And so I'm terrified, because I was like, shoot, I only have like 4 days to edit this again, add the music, and then turn it in. And so, I don't know, long story short, I got a virus on a school computer, and not the virus like a cough, like, I already had COVID, if you missed that episode, or lack of episode, because I lost my voice, you'll have to check it out, but I was just mortified that I had ruined so many people's projects, including my own. I was just beyond wrecked. And so I had this like a kind of a tight turnaround. We had been given only like a few days, like 5 days, to get this all edited and things, and I have a pretty consuming schedule this semester, and so I only had a few days to get to work on it, and that was one of them. And I only had like 45 minutes, and I thought I could get it done, and I literally spent the whole time trying to get my thing back and just freaking out over the thing that was ruined. And so long story short, please learn from me and my mistakes, because I feel so dumb. I told some of my friends, and they were all just laughing at me, like, you literally downloaded a song called Virus, which, again, I will reiterate that it was not called Virus when I downloaded it. I am, like, 100% sure. But, yeah, look where you download your songs. Be smart. And don't be hasty. Three wonderful tips to live by. And I need to finish editing that today, and I am beyond terrified to see if my video is still there, and I turn it in tomorrow, and so wish me luck. I'm also very embarrassed. I'm not a video person. I just need to take this class to graduate college, and so I really am nervous that I'm just gonna blow it, and so there's just some great things. My professor like runs his own company. He's adjunct, and he has his own company where he like does video stuff. And so I really hope that his expectations for the class is okay. It's supposed to be a freshman level class, and I'm taking it as a senior. And so I'm just a little nervous about the grade. He hasn't graded anything, and so Lord be with me as I finish this class and the semester, and I hope that I can graduate. If not, I have no idea what I will do. I also don't think that I will ever show anybody, even the people who helped me with the lighting and my like best friend who was like an actress, I don't think that I will ever show them this video. I am so embarrassed. It looks like a third grader played around with iMovie and just randomly threw together some clips and things. And so, cheers to me and my success of being a video person. Again, I don't ever want to be a video person. I have so much more respect for the people who do, because that is just not a gift that I have. And definitely, I do not see my calling being in video. And so I hope that I can forget about this class soon. It is done in May, and so I have to kind of get through a couple more months of this, but I hope that I pass. I'm very terrified, and I hope that the professor doesn't watch it and just laughs and shows all of his friends. I don't think he would, but it's that comically bad. And so, you know, if you ask me about it, I will pretend I don't know what you're talking about, because I don't want to talk about the video that I made. It is very bad, and I think that it's definitely a good thing that this is my only solo video that I'm working on, because the next few I have with partners and groups, and so there's only two more videos. One's a documentary. I am fully capable that I can help with that and kind of be useful in other areas, maybe with lighting or holding a sound thing down or whatever, but I definitely think that editing is not my strong suit, and so I don't know if I have to bribe a guy in the class to help me or blink my eyes a few times like I did in tech and got some guy to help me. I was hoping that would kind of happen again, but I'll have to try a little harder to get some more help and things like that. And so anyway, again, I hope you learn from my mistakes. I feel very dumb. And I can't believe that I got a virus on the school computer. I really hope that nobody else's projects were ruined. And if you're listening to this and you go to my school, please do not say anything. If you hear about a virus on a computer, it was not me, okay? I think everything's probably okay. It's been a few days, 2 days since it's happened. And so hopefully all is well in that department. And hopefully, again, I can just finish this project and it turns out decently. But it's kind of an intense class. It's a night class, so it's 3 hours once a week, and it's on Monday nights, which is the reason why, if you watched the last episode, I can't watch The Bachelor live. And so it's a long day. I have like things going on for like 12 hours. I have like a ridiculous amount of class that day, and I'm just mentally done and tired by the end of the day. And so when it comes to that class, I just am not ready to kind of accept the information, even though I try really hard. And so it's definitely probably partially my fault, and so that's definitely one thing. There's also a lot of tryhards in that class, and it's like a freshman class, and I wish that they weren't in it, because it's making me feel like I know nothing, which I don't know anything, so fair. But it's kind of like, I don't know, it's like classic annoying, like. And I don't know, maybe I shouldn't say it, maybe it's rude, but it's, just for example, there's a rough cut due of this video, right? And then some dude in the back would raise his hand and say, can I just turn in the final? Is that okay if I just turn in the final instead right away? And it's just like, oh my goodness, dude, seriously? Why? Why do you need to be such a little tryhard? And so there's definitely issues in that class. And I just need to not compare my progress with other people and just take it with a grain of salt. And so, anyway, if you're downloading music for anything, be very careful and don't get a virus, especially on a computer that is not yours or in any computer. I hope that you never have to experience the pain and stress of thinking that you ruined everybody's day and your own. It's definitely not fun. And so again, I hope that you are being safe out there in the virusy world of technology. Make sure to run backup tests. I pay for something on my personal computer that's like kind of a virus protectant, and it'll tell you when, like, if there are threats or what to do to kind of like change your passwords and things like that. And so I definitely recommend just being a little more cautious and safe in the computer world. And if you're very good at video stuff, please help me with mine. Anyway, I'll get it figured out, I'm sure. I was gonna say I'm fully capable, but I don't know about that, but I'm capable. And so I'll figure it out. I'll have to get some help in the class from a classmate, but whatever. Can't be good at everything. This is just a great reminder for me for that. And so anyway, yes, I did get a virus on a computer. I am terrified. I'm about to go check my video right now and add music to it. And so wish me luck as I caravan over to the Mac lab again and see what it looks like. Anyway, I hope you have a great week. Happy March. It's crazy. I hope that you are able to just Have a great week with this weather that's hopefully nice where you are as well. And I hope that you just have a great week. And I'll catch you next week with a new episode. Bye.